All right, everybody. Cypher Supreme, right in the building, and we in this bitch. And I'm with here with I said Earth Rhyme I once again. Another click clack collabo, real quick, as we do this quick afternoon build. We're gonna talk for a second. We're gonna talk about solutionaries versus nevolutionaries, and we got a whole lot of them,
facts,
and not enough solutionaries.
I feel just with the general people, it don't even have anything to do with race, but the population, all we sit up here and do is complain about what the fuck we don't like, make all these videos, and you have these fake ass people on the internet spreading fear. But then I'm like, but what are we gonna do about it? You're bitching about this, and this, but what are you gonna do? And then that's when people shut the fuck up with me.
Well, we have a lot of people that don't do shit about nothing but talk. I mean, sometimes discussions are healthy. I'm not knocking a discussion or putting out information. Let's get that out the way, because it's something like some of y'all are kind of mentally blocked when somebody say a certain thing and you stop right there and that's all you hear. You don't hear nothing else after that. So, I mean, it's literally impossible to talk to some bitch like that anyway, let alone some bitch being able to handle what you got to say for an entire fucking segment, because all they hear is one thing and that's where it stops, instead of just shutting the fuck up and listening to somebody. Some people want you to listen to them. Man, if you let them, they'll run their motor for 24 hours straight without stopping. And the minute you try to put your little 2 minutes in or 30 seconds in, that's all I really need to get my point across. I don't need a whole hour or two or none of that. They can't stand the head.
But my thing is, a conversation goes two ways. You can't just go da-da-da, and then when the other person wants to
Well,
but.
you can't talk to me if that's the way the conversation gonna go. You know what I mean? Because other than that, you ain't got shit to say. To me, you can talk to yourself in the mirror or some shit. But we need to come up with solutions. That's what I want to hear anyway. The solutions of whatever that particular thing is. And if we can't get a solution out of that, then that was a pointless waste of time. You know what I mean? So.
This is why I get upset with people, because I tell people you can't always take. Sometimes it's best to just sit and listen, man.
Well, we got a lot of people out here today that think that they know, or they want to promote or send somebody off to do something that they could never. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Meaning what I'm saying, in case people are like, what are you talking about? What do you mean by that? Okay, hold on a sec, slow guy. What I'm saying is that how you see people on social media from time to time talking about, oh yeah, and we need to be doing this, we need to be doing that, and we don't get no support, we gotta support this, we gotta support that. And half the motherfuckers who be talking like that don't be doing none of that. A lot of times it's a hustle. It's a monkey hustle.
It's a joke.
It's a joke, and people not taking it serious. And a lot of people is playing with this shit. You know what I'm saying? This is nothing to play with. A lot of people want to take a certain movement and make it into their own business. That's basically what you're doing. You're selling shirts. You're selling motherfucking snake oil and a bunch of bullshit when you're not providing anything that's going to be worth the movement. Or on top of that, you have no solutions. Whenever you see somebody making a business or making a mockery out of something and have no solutions whatsoever behind the shit, you cannot get no support. I refuse to do that, and I wish a lot of other people would do that as well and follow suit. Because otherwise you're gonna be getting smoke blown up your ass, and then you're still gonna be very disappointed, highly upset. We can't keep promising this and promising that. We have to just simply do stuff. Is this a small thing? You can put your small contribution in by simply just doing. You don't have to move mountains. You understand?
Right.
Because one person can't do that. That's make believe, man. There is not no one superhero, man or woman or child, that's gonna come out here and move mountains for the world and put the world on their back. Now, there will be some greater movements than others, right?
Yes.
But there won't be no one big gigantic superhero of a leader or revolutionary, evolutionary, or solutionary of a person that's going to come up with the one perfect thing that's going to do it. It's going to take an effort. It's a team effort in this shit.
We the people.
And we're not here to hustle it. You understand?
Right.
Are we doing enough is the thing. Like, we all have people doing some good stuff. And they're out here, they're doing it, they're committed to it, and they will stay committed to it. And I applaud everybody who do that. But these are the people that we have to continue to support and help strengthen what they're doing, whatever that may be.
You are right.
You know, whether is that starting a new program for children, whether that's feeding the homeless, whether it's education based, you know, and you know, it's not all have to always be financial support either. I mean, if you can support financially, if or contribute some of your time or sharing information, promotion, we have to do all that to become great. But we have to do that, and then that's how only way you're going to connect as one to get something positive. At a great, great, tremendous level to do this. And then we have to minus the fake motherfuckers.
Oh, the snitches and all that coonery and...
All of that. The fake motherfuckers. I mean, like what you're talking about, the double agents.
Mm-hmm.
The people that's just simply talking. You know, I'm not trying to make somebody feel bad who wants to express themselves and simply can't do anything or want to do something. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the ones that know they ain't finna do a goddamn thing, but instigate, sit back and watch. And I'm talking about the ones who sit up here and watch our community leaders, activists, solutionaries, evolutionaries, and revolutionaries do work. And the only thing you want to do is take a seat, clap your hands, and nod and cheer like a fucking cheerleader. And I'm talking about men and women. Get off your ass. Do something. Help. Protect. Serve your community. Serve the people. Serve your family.
Right.
This will make it more worthwhile. This is why the movement's getting more and more weaker right now, because at the end of the day, is it really worth it? That's why people mostly say, just focus on your family. That's the best thing you could possibly do. Nobody wants to be a send-off for some weak-ass nigga who's just talking shit that wouldn't dare do what you would do, that you got the heart to do. You understand? This is the problem with our people, mostly. That's who I focus on.
People, yep.
And then we got these fuck-ass niggas who are opportunists. Who sit up here and take certain opportunities to try to sound like they give a fuck, but they ain't doing shit, but working for the fucking man and talking like they want to do something, but it's a self-serving agenda to make you look like somebody and to brainwash another motherfucker who may not have a clue to how dumb your ass is. You know what I'm saying? You're making the game sloppy because that's what you're playing, a fucking game, and you're not doing it well. You know, I get real disappointed and mad off people like this.
Or what I've seen, especially on social media outlets, the next generation or somebody born in my time regurgitates the shit from 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. And people eat it up. But then on the same note, he or she will disrespect the people that taught them. How does the student disrespect the teacher?
Well, this is the society we live in. Right. And I'm getting tired of those dudes, too. I mean, we have to regurgitate some type of information and knowledge. But at the end of the day, when you're going to go regurgitate something and then try to make it your own, and then you do it in a disrespectful manner, and then once you develop a following, instead of grabbing that following, inspiring that following, this is how you can look out for a fake motherfucker. Now that you have somebody's attention, you have a massive following. Now you're supposed to grab those quote-unquote followers, inspire them to be leaders, grab them, put them together, and some people, out of the ones that really want to do something, I'm pretty sure you're going to find a couple of hundred. Come together with them, because you never know what, you may strike a gem, a diamond in the rough out of that.
Yes.
Get together with them. Work with them. And stop being so self-serving. I'm talking about from a selfless perspective.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get together with them and make something happen, man. You know, not just for you, you stupid son of a bitch. You want financial gain. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to push forward progress. This is why we're not progressing the way we want to. No matter how much or how hard we work. You know, because every time a fuck nigga come out, I work that much harder. But what? Who? It's not about notoriety. It's not about noticing. I keep telling people that. It ain't about getting mentioned or honorable mentions. None of that. I don't want that.
I do this to share information, even if I make $0.
Right.
If I touch one person.
Listen, I'm talking about just working, period. I'm talking about just like, not just doing this shit here, talking. I'm talking about like actual doing stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not just providing information or stuff like that. I'm talking about like really doing something, whether you're doing whatever you do outside of here. Like, where, like far as like, you know, like I said, the demonstrations I said before, putting up demos, community control, right? Stuff like that. Doing meetings in your neighborhood, putting together block parties, home feeding the homeless, whatever you do. Education, teaching kids, you know, something positive, you know, that make you want to push harder because you got a lot of motherfuckers taking this stuff and making it into a selfish, self-serving thing when it's supposed to be about selfless service going forward is what I'm talking about.
Right.
And, you know, and then you got the people that act like they want to get involved and don't do shit. And haven't never done shit is what I'm saying. You ain't did nothing your whole fucking life. But you getting on the fucking internet now playing with people. And then there's a lot of people that end up fucking around believing in your motherfucking goofy, phony ass. Now you don't start making a business for yourself because you're an opportunist. It's what the fuck. This is the shit we have to eliminate. Ain't nobody doing shit. You can't give power to the weak, man. These motherfuckers, when shit the fan, you ain't gonna be able to run for cover and take cover with these bitch ass niggas. These motherfuckers ain't gonna do shit for you.
And it's so sad within our community. Like, say if I made it big enough to employ my community or have a business, you're going to have a nigga who's going to try to kill me and rob me. So then my people go, well, why a set are you leaving over here? Because it's safer over here. We can't even collectively come together without somebody trying to stab you, rob you, or do some bullshit. So, of course, if I'm from wherever I'm from, I'm going to go over here because I know I'm safe. And it's sad. Amongst our own people, we can't even grow a business and give our communities wealth and employ our own people.
Mm-hmm.
Without a nigga going, oh, she, her job is going to be, she gets off at 9 o'clock, we'll kill her and steal her shit.
Anyhow, also, another process of elimination we can add to that is, we have to eliminate, you know, showing out to the synagogues. Like you said, that causes that kind of, that breeds that kind of behavior. Mm-hmm. And plus, if you know you got ops that's watching you, we don't have to put out there in this fashion or form on social media everything you're doing, right, every move you're making, or we got to let everybody know this is going to happen unless it's going to be a national event. If it's going to be a national event, it's going to be pretty hard to keep that concealed.
Right.
But your movement can make progress just amongst yourself. Put together something precise to the point to where it's going to be so well organized and so structured to the point to where it'll come out of nowhere. That can be done. I mean, it's hard for Negroes to do that because they like talking so motherfucking much and want to beat their motherfucking chest all the fucking time.
Yep.
Sometimes we have to avoid that and showing out and shit, because that's what we doing. We showing the fuck out. That shit ain't important, man. It's not. I mean, if you serious about this shit is that shit ain't important.
Right.
What we can do is focus on one movement in different ways and not put it out there until it's time to put it out there and just get it done. Get shit done. And that's not hard because, like, we've been doing shit from cross country from each other for a long time and getting shit done, right? We don't have to tell each other what exactly we're doing, but when we come together, it's like, okay, look, I'm over here doing this, you over here doing that, now we finna connect game and take it from there.
Facts, but my thing that gives me really upset is how much people bitch and complain, but don't do shit. Like, then shut the fuck up. Lay down and die if that's what you want to do. Yeah,
I mean, if you're gonna complain about stuff, I mean, what can you do? You gonna cry all the time, every time something happens? These are the voters of Democrat, Republican type motherfuckers. Them be the main ones. They be like, oh, this ain't right, no, blah, blah, blah. Like, but you was just so into what you was doing. Some stay faithful to it. Some know down deep some bullshit. It's motherfuckers right now that still support Obama. He ain't do shit. He ain't did shit for nobody. He ain't move no mountains and make movement. He didn't give us no fucking change. Now, shout out to the LGBTQ. He made some good changes for y'all, far as my eyes can see. But he ain't do nothing for the black community. A little something for the Latinos. He ain't do shit for the black community. What did he do for the black community?
Give us Obama phones. I'm just kidding.
Oh, some sales and some unemployment.
Well, my thing is this, too. Going back to that, like, Obama was... was paying millions of dollars to have a lot of African women in Africa abort their babies, and he was bombing African countries.
Fuck my taxes up too. Right. Just like the other son bitch that was under his ass finna come do now. Fuck some more taxes up. Raise them goddamn taxes on your motherfucking ass. That what the fuck they gonna do for your motherfucking ass.
Right.
But I ain't trying to get political on the political tip. You know what I'm saying? That other systematical shit and all that, what they stuff is. I'm not here to be none of that. Look here, I'm about some real change, motherfuckers. We can change by eliminating a lot of bullshit and then start adding on to more solutions for what we can do in every city and state in this country. Or you can just simply take your ball and go play somewhere else.
Right.
And be the fucking pioneer or something. A lot of black people ain't doing that no more. I don't see a lot of pioneers. I don't see nobody head waving nothing. I mean, that's why I say the whole movement is getting weaker and weaker, because we ain't got nobody willing to sacrifice and throw themselves out there and be like, okay, this is what I'm going to get started with the help of such and such and such and such out in Ghana or Kenya or Nigeria or... And I'm just naming certain places. I mean, shit, you go to Cuba, wherever you want to go, Russia, France, man, the earth is your turf. What can you do?
Because, like, us, our people can't even, like, say if somebody's being roughed up by the cops, all we're doing is recording instead of saying, hey, your behavior's not okay. And say I'm saying that, you could bail me out if you have the money.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do shit but record and go, I'm outraged, but what did you do?
Yeah, we can be outraged all we want. And that's another thing. I think we talked about this before, but, like, that's a good start. I mean, I'm not saying, like I said, to the point getting involved in something to where you interrupting something that should be not interrupted. But if you see some injustice like that, somebody getting brutally beaten, damn near getting killed on the way to getting killed, you can prevent murder. And I don't give a fuck how weak you are. You cannot, there's strength in numbers. You cannot tell me if there's 20, 30 people around with their cell phones out witnessing this shit. You telling me 20, 30 motherfuckers can't stop one motherfucker from killing another motherfucker?
Right.
Who the fuck is he? Is he the end all be all Billy Badass that can't nobody touch him? That you can't stop somebody from getting hurt and losing their life? You understand?
Because
where is the community control? Who is the person there now that we can rely on, or people that we can rely on to always be there on point? Like, is they job? Because it is our job. Motherfuckers think every time you do something, you got to get paid for it. I don't have to get paid to do what I came to do. Especially when it comes to stuff like that. The payoff is saving a life. The payoff is keeping somebody out of prison. The payoff is helping somebody reform themselves socially after they get out of prison. That's the payoff. The payoff is stopping violent crime. The payoff is stopping authority figures harming and killing innocent victims.
Yes.
For no fucking reason. Police brutality is the payoff. Stopping police, preventing it. But see, we sitting up here talking about defunding the police, but we're not putting nothing in place to replace the police. So if you want to defund the motherfucking police, right? What are you going to do to stop the rapists? What are you going to do to stop, you know, the murderer down the street, the dude up here killing your babies and gonna break in your house and rob your motherfucking ass? Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters?
Right, because even within a community, you can all, no matter what your nationality is, we should have it where we're patrolling our area, even if you're like in an apartment or a condo community, and making sure, besides whatever,
but
to
we
make
lazy. Sure we're safe. But we lazy. And we gotta quit fucking each other over and stop talking shit. You know, we quick to talk shit about anybody. We, you know, we gonna go against the Nation of Islam. I don't like Farrakhan. He had this. Look, shut the fuck up. If at least I could say Farrakhan got something in place. We need to be like, no matter what your religion is, at least give it a shot. Go talk to him.
Right.
He got a whole, basically an army that can help you control the community. If you don't have nobody that got the heart to stand by, and I ain't talking about no neighborhood watch shit either, you know, to do their job and commit some time to rotate, you know, to make sure that certain things are not going on in your neighborhood in which we do not like, you know what I mean? We have to start doing that as a whole. And then once you set that one example, that could carry and spread like wildfire once people see what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Right, because Johnny Cochran hired Farrakhan to protect them.
Yeah.
In OJ's case.
Yeah. And I'm just putting that out there just for example. Like, right. Oh, we can't count on this and we can't count on that. These niggas making a show. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. But how many people is really down, though, instead of, like, trying to show out for the internet? Like, we need to stop showing out. We don't need to walk around in masses. And a massive bunch in a group just to show how many AR-15s or AKs we got. And act like we ready to shoot something, knowing this is a goddamn photo op, or it's simply just to show out on camera. We need those, but we need to be for real. It's for real. If you doing a real formation on some military shit, you ain't standing in the fucking lump of a group. You have to be at certain points and ready to see what goes on and what you can do to help your neighborhood, man. Like, we got this established, but now we doing this basically against ops, though. But I guess who the ops is? Us. Me against me. Us against us.
Right.
So.
I tell people there's ignorance and stupid people in every race, but like even just within the last like few weeks of like say watching a show when people send it, women are like harming their babies. Like, why would you break your kid's leg? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, we got a lot of that going on.
And then the sad part is the one I just watched, the mother was making excuses. Like, how do you fracture a 4-month-old's leg and then you're cool with your daughter? I'd have to beat the shit out of mine. Mm-hmm. And make sure you never see that baby again. And then we don't hold ourselves accountable for anything.
Mm-hmm. Lazy mothers who allow kids to get a hold of poison that's very susceptible to get to. You know, some household product they may ingest in their system. Or, you know, I mean, we got to start putting that immediate fear back into the community too. Like, look, man, stop being a lazy bro. Make sure everything's organized, making sure everything's clean. start providing services. You know, that's where the finances come in. We had to put our money together to have our own services done, whether it's transportation, maid services, you know, keeping the community clean, like a community service where you keep the blocks clean and stuff like that, community cleanups and stuff like that. You know, we get that done 3 times a month. You know what I mean? And also checking on people's houses, checking on the elderly, making sure everything's good, you know, and making sure that they're okay, making sure all their groceries is getting provided to them.
Right.
Child care, and if needed, for opportunity for people to go out and make a living for themselves, and they don't have to worry about child care while they're away from home, which could create other problems for, you know, CPS to get involved or something like that, especially if you got smaller children.
Right.
Like, not neighborhood watch, but basically roughly just a 2-man standby on housing watches, like just, you know, patrolling on a regular basis, on foot and motor vehicle patrol around each block. So you got 2 men on each end of every block, and you got like a patrol car, a vehicle, you know what I mean? And that helps. Actually, that's basically helping the police.
Right.
I mean, not like capturing them and putting them in jail or nothing. You actually are being a deterrent and preventing crime.
Like,
so they won't get put in jail. Like, the community have to also hold themselves accountable. I'm talking about every community. This ain't black community specific of what I'm talking about. That's every fucking neighborhood should have that.
Right.
But me, more importantly, I will be focused on the urban communities. Small business. We may have to start out. I know our finances can easily have this happen, but like, we don't even have to worry about that. We can start volunteering our time if possible. Like, you know, a riot may be incited. You know, you protect each black-owned business, small business, to keep that from getting tore up. And then motherfuckers talking about some goddamn insurance. The insurance is going to be us. You know what I'm saying? You know, those are just simple little solutions and plans. And it's like, I'm not finna put a whole fucking blueprint out there on this. But I'm just saying.
Nope.
Just to be like, you know, stuff that you know that that will help in the future. And be a solution for a lot of stuff that we don't want to see happen ever again. You know?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about stuff like that. We can do that. Easy. That's easy work, bro. Like, it's not hard. It's easy work. And, man, who got that? You always going to have that nail. That's going to come out. Man, how you figure that? Who got time for this? And how the fuck? Man, you shut the fuck up and go somewhere and sit down, bro. Don't you even worry about it. Because when you got motherfuckers like that trying to deflect and all that bullshit, man, you just take your ass somewhere else, man. I don't want to hear it. Get out of here, man, for real. Nebu. Do me a favor. Get the fuck out of here. For real.
People like that,
you know what I'm saying?
Really, really. People like that really, really annoy me. I remember even being like 10, 11. The old lady's too old to take out her trash. Hey, can help me take out your trash? Or mm-hmm. I'm trying to cross the street. Walk across the street.
You know, the funny part is, we used to do that shit. Yeah, it was very, very, very. We did that a lot. No problems. That was norm. Now, these days, you got motherfuckers talking about some how, where, and why, and who. Bitch, you. Where are you at? Who? Your people. Why? Because you're supposed to. Simple fucking answer, wasn't it?
Karen, it's like nowadays we don't give a fuck about nobody but ourselves.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about ourselves. But hey. Them the motherfuckers, the Nevolutionaries, the motherfuckers is going to be the problem. They more of a problem in what we up against because they add to the problem in what we trying to clean up. You know what I mean? Because an evolutionary is a sucker motherfucker, for one.
Right.
They're a motherfucker, snake in the grass, leech motherfucker.
Right.
You know, these motherfuckers seriously ain't never came up or tried or did nothing but talk.
Right.
You can keep your motherfucking mouth shut. I don't want to hear it. And no, motherfucker, I'm not going to support you on your fucking social media platform. No, motherfucker, I can't send you this for nothing, that for no reason at all. And no, I don't want to buy your bitch ass, fake ass, homo ass t-shirt. Because that's what I'm going to call it. I take your shirts and spit on them. And then throw them back in your face. You know, that's what'll happen.
Right.
Nobody got time for this frivolous bullshit. It's frivolous.
It's like, when will we grow up?
No, we're not going to grow up. Because see, while they have a platform to continue to take advantage of stuff and think shit is a game. And as long as we keep supporting it, the cycle will never end. It will never end. It'll be the same old, same old, same old, each and every time.
And it sounds immature if you're trying to deflect.
Right. Well, I mean, that's just some motherfucker who don't know no better and think they know everything. Like, dog, if you got all these fucking questions and you on a quest to figure out this shit, how about you sit your motherfucking ass down and make it make better sense, and we can come up with, instead of asking dumbass questions with a simple fucking answer that you already should already fucking know. Other than that, man, you ain't here to do nothing but cause more confusion. And really to get punched in your motherfucking mouth. Like some of these motherfuckers, dog, that if I could go on a tour and do like a mouth punch tour, I would do that. Make you not be able to talk for a while.
Cause that's just break your jaw. Trouble.
Huh?
That's just trying to cause trouble when people think they could just talk crazy to people and there's no action behind what you say.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, I don't want to. Well, don't, bitch. But then, knowing how you are and how people are set up, once you see the movement moving, right, now you want to jump on board. Because nobody really supports your movement until your movement is moving. That's the way society goes these days now. There ain't no such thing as somebody trying to help you from the ground up.
Right.
A lot of times. You would have people that may know something about your shit, been knowing about your shit for years, and won't lend not one helping hand in no type of way, shape, or form.
True.
You know what I mean? So. And then you got the ones that'll sit back and peep you out, and then all of a sudden they want to act like they want to get involved. Like, nah, man, I got to question your narrative, because I don't know why you want to get involved now. You thought that was some sucker shit before. Now all of a sudden, are you here to disrupt my movement, sir?
Because there's always an agent somewhere.
Are you trying to throw some COINTELPRO in there, sir? I don't trust you, buddy. No. Keep that same energy. Get the fuck away from me. Get out of here, man. I don't trust your monkey ass.
Because my thing is, you could be nobody that I don't know, but if your idea is good and you're legit, I will support you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't give a fuck if it's just me and that person and everybody's against us. I wouldn't care. But people...
Well, I mean, how could somebody be against you if you are... I mean, it's going to be people against you, but I'm saying, like... I mean, the thing is that... Whoever against you don't even matter, because you got everything in the play. You worried about the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people be worried about, oh, what if this and what if that? And here they go, the what if niggas coming in. Not only you got the who, when, why, and where shit going on, you got the what if niggas. The if and ands, pots and pan niggas also there. Well, what if the... Dog. Man. Did the Vikings say what if? When they attacked motherfuckers?
Burnt villages and did terrible, terrible, weird stuff. Sure didn't.
Did the pilgrims say what the fuck if? Did the old English settlers say what if? when they came into the Zulu Nation to negotiate with Shaka Zulu? Nah. Did they go for that what if shit? Think about it. Think about it. Just think about that. I'm just saying. Just think about the what if shit. Motherfucker, you should have that answer right there. You should have that answer.
True.
Shit, not just by thinking about it. You already had the answer by example. And then you got the little ding head motherfucker. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know shit about what you're talking about right now. I don't care about what that shit I already heard. You was about to dump something, bitch. I don't know. Well, shit. Okay. All right. Don't care. It's your prerogative, but this ain't for you then. You little dumb son, bitch. But don't come around. That's all I'm saying. Like, dog. Because you ain't going to do nothing but fuck shit up with your goofy ass. Oh, now I understand. How you understand? Now you understand? You got a lot of explaining to do. You got a lot of explaining to do. Now, when it's coming to fruition, you understand.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know what you meant now. I know a whole lot of them. I know what you meant now, niggas. I cut them niggas off.
Plus, my thing is, I could listen to a lecture or get new information, and somebody might say a word or a phrase that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I'll write it down and go look it up to have a better understanding.
No, niggas is playing. That's what I'm saying. Niggas knew what the fuck you meant the first fucking time when you was explaining yourself.
Oh, shit.
They just didn't see you having success at it. So now they don't know what the fuck you mean. But when it comes to reality, oh, now they know. Miraculously, they know. How? Nigga, you just get smart overnight because you was just dumb as a motherfucker for the last fucking year and a half.
Right.
The fuck you talking about? Now you just don't got brightened and come on, man. Come on. Get fucking real, dude. People and funny. Games. People funny as hell, bro. I'm telling you. People funny than a motherfucker.
Right.
Motherfucker, I should make your mama abort you right now.
That's funny.
Right now. All 30 plus years of your life. Abort mission.
Abort mission, baby.
You goofy son, bitch.
Some people are just meant to try to cause chaos.
I'm not talking about the people who generally don't get certain things or may not know historical events or something like that or may not know how to start from A to B or something. I'm not talking about them people. I'm talking about these motherfuckers out here playing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My job is to help you understand if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you genuinely don't really, like, know something or how this can happen, you know, because my thing is communication is the key. I mean, I'll definitely be able to tell you the progress of anything. I'm not gonna have to report every single thing what I'm doing because, you know, you just simply don't do that. But, you know, my thing is to keep you in the loop and also understand point A to point B and also motivate you to try to do the same thing in what I'm doing because it just speeds shit along very, very fast. You know what I'm saying? But if it's not in you, though, it's simply not in a lot of these brothers and sisters to not even give a fuck.
Right.
We got a lot of those. You know that, right?
Oh, definitely.
It's just not in them to even like fathom or foresee some shit like that happening. Like, I'm like, dude, man, please, nigga. Nigga, I'm just making it, Negro. I'm just trying to get by.
Right.
You know, then you got the no-nonsense Negro, which is good. And then you got the coon-ass Negro.
Yes.
You know, you got all that shit. You understand? You got to understand what type of Negro you're dealing with.
Yes.
You know? And I understand it just making it Negro. I got a lot of just making it Negroes in my bloodline. Past, present, and future. Unfortunate. You know, right. I mean, they just ain't got no fucking interest at all in what the fuck we talking about right now.
Damn.
You know? I almost became a just making it Negro before. And that was just out of frustration.
Right.
But then I realized, I'm like, dog, I can't fight this shit. Like, I got the no-nonsense shit in my blood, bro. Like, I can't stop it. No matter how much I say, I'm going to say F it and blase Skippy. I can't. I tried. I'm like, you know what, man? Fuck this shit. You know what I mean? Every time I tell myself that, that shit go away so fast. I mean, I don't even know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. Sometimes with dealing with other Negroes and talking to them, I just can hear a nigga say one thing without me even bringing up shit like this and know this is not going to be a healthy discussion if I bring this shit up. It's going to be totally unproductive and it's a waste of my motherfucking time. You dig?
Right, because I feel when I try to have a healthy discussion, whether I agree with someone and if it's something real serious or not, I find people start calling names and want to get violent. Why are you that mad because I don't agree
with you? Oh, if it gets to violence, you already know what kind of nigga you dealing with then. If they want to get violent with you, them is the niggas that will cut your fucking head off to keep shit the same because they like it. The lashing is good on their back. You understand? They happy.
Right.
They're a fucking bot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So if you a bot ass nigga, spy ass nigga, you know, you just stay away from them. You know what I'm saying? They want to get violent with you. You know? Right. You got to end up busting this motherfucker head because he want to bust your head because you just trying to build with him.
Or like, they'll just be like, you ain't shit, F you. Why are you that mad? Man, I don't give a fuck if you agree with me. We're just talking.
I already know why they that mad. I ain't going to ask some motherfucker why you mad. I'm going to laugh at your motherfucking ass and dare you to try it if you want to. While you getting all bucky and shit, you ain't going to do shit. I mean, I ain't going to say what you ain't going to do or try. You better be smart about it before you attempt it. At least attempt.
Right.
Excuse you know me. What I'm saying? You ain't that bad. I mean, that's the way I look at things. Like, shit, that's just the nature I got, I guess. But, you know, I don't give a fuck if you... Look, let me stop talking. Look, man, look, that happens, man. That's going to happen. You know, that happens a lot. This happened with me a lot. You know, a lot of people get really highly upset. You know, and then a lot of people look at it as like I'm trying to do a cult or a hate group or put together. Like, dude, nigga, this is not no hate shit. This is love shit, motherfucker.
The truth nowadays is considered hate and hate is considered love.
Yeah, man. Yeah, like, oh, forgive me for trying to do a little something, something. I mean, my little small contribution, you know. Right. Oh, forgive me, nigga. Shit. You ain't got to get your kids involved in this shit. You ain't got to participate. Stay the fuck away from me and I'll stay the fuck away from you. That's just simply how that works.
Right.
You understand?
But people can't let it go, though. They got to keep putting the light. Like, someone, you could literally have seen this before.
Some motherfuckers just get mad.
Where someone is mad legitimately because, like, you went from maybe talking about me to making up lies about my children and my husband. And then you're messing with someone you know ain't good for me, but you did it out of spite. Mm-hmm. And then when we try to talk, you shut it down. Or you be like, okay, bitch, drag me. And then when you actually hit somebody, then they want to call crying to the police. That's some fake shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, drag me, drag me, drag me. And now you got your ass beat. You just take it and call it a day. I've been beat up before.
We don't, I don't understand them kind of people. Because look here, I'm an intelligent brother at the end of the day. I mean, I talk my shit, but I'm smart. If I know a motherfucker going to drag me, I'm not going to ask him to do it. I ain't no dumb motherfucker now. Don't get me fucked up. I ain't no bitch or nothing, but I'm not finna ask for a motherfucker that I know can really drag me. Common sense would tell me, like, if I ask for it enough, that motherfucker gonna give me what I want.
Right.
Motherfucker, okay, you keep fucking around, I'm gonna drag you then. And you know you finna get drugged, too. Like, a lot of motherfuckers be talking shit, know they get drugged out here. You know what I'm saying? You know you gonna get your ass, like, totally humiliated and beat the fuck up. And you asking for it? Like, what are you doing? What kind of psychosis game are you playing?
Because no matter what statement you make, whether
that's not gonna help.
But no matter what statement you make or not, especially when there's witnesses, if you lied, you in trouble.
Oh man, well, you got those people too, and those people are kamikazes, I call them. Them motherfuckers crazy too. Them motherfuckers will get you in trouble, dog. You know
what I'm saying? So, this is why I've been falling back on a lot of people I know. And I don't even take they little bullshit, dysfunctional bitch ass serious. And I will pretend you don't fucking exist. In the day, you're going to be like, hey, Seth, please. I'm going to be like, I don't like you. Leave me alone. We're not friends. You don't like me. Do what you do. You gonna need me.
And I don't pretend to love the world. See, that's the thing with me either. I'm not finna pretend this shit. I'm not finna pretend like one day we all the world will actually happen. We all gonna hold hands, sing hymns and Old Glory and all that bullshit. I don't pretend that. That's not of my lifetime. If it does happen, that is not a part of my history.
Right.
Not gonna happen, buddy. So I'm not here to play that game either. Don't got shit to do with me. What I'm doing right now is planting seeds and or try to help whoever else doing the same thing, like get shit done the best of my ability, I guess. You know, that's the best. I mean, that's all we can do. But at the end of the day, I'm not finna sit up here and get in no fantasy world about nothing, man. I'm not finna fucking deny what is the truth, man, about certain things. That's delusional.
Because even if it hurts, a lot of these children, meaning born in 2000, need to hear real shit. We live in a society now where, say, if you're a coach for the green team for soccer and I'm a coach for the purple team and we win, you losers still get a trophy. What the fuck? You lost. That No Child Left Behind shit. And then people walk around like it's owed to you and it's society's fault to a degree, but we have to blame parents for stuff as well.
Yeah, definitely. You got to blame everything. Well, see, that's up to us to let us know. Hey, it's funny you mentioned that, because I was talking about that Nate Robinson shit the other day when we was on the other podcast. That's what reminds me of some No Child Left Behind shit. All of a sudden, certain people, we got to not leave them alone, treat them like special ed kids. Don't laugh at him. Oh, he deserves commitment. Look, man, you need a big brother in your life to tell you, or a big sister to tell you, like, you suck. Now, listen, that's true. It's going to be motivational.
Right.
Because, I mean, like you just said with the soccer reference, I mean, goddammit, if they get a trophy, it should be somebody at home waiting for them. Like, look at that losing-ass trophy you got. Y'all lost. Y'all got y'all ass kicked. And you step your game up, and you need more practice. You ain't shit. Now, not the town of, it doesn't make them feel bad. I mean, maybe I'm putting it in an aggressive form, but like, listen, you're not that great. You're not good. The, you know, ain't no such thing as no motherfucking number two, number three.
You either won or you lost.
How Nelly said, I'm number one. Two was not a winner, and three nobody remembers. Ah. Am number one. And that's what we need to do. We got that No Child Left Behind mentality before that shit even came out. I'm talking about black people as a whole. We done lost everything. Allowed ourselves to be stripped of everything. Try to rebuild something. We get it stripped back down by some lesser people. That's what we say, at least.
And you know what really upsets me about all this is you could tell a parent how terrible their children act, and they know damn well that their child is a demon, but will say, not little Tom Tom, he would never. Little Tom Tom gonna kill you and cut your ass up. You gonna wonder what happened. This world, we need to get it together.
Oh, that's what I talked about. There's a plan in place for little Tom Tom when his mama can't handle his little black ass. And we need to handle that ASAP and get that shit moving.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Not just in one spot on the globe. We need to get this shit going across the country. Little Tom Tom ain't going to be able to do a motherfucking thing with his little dumb ass, because he ain't going to have left no choice. And then you're going to see how dumb it was for little Tom Tom to even have that fucking inspiration to aspire to do some of the dumb shit little Tom Tom is doing. As you say.
And the parents don't check him, don't tell him nothing. And when he's big enough to locally beating you up, taking your money, and you don't do shit. And then now when it's totally out of
shit, control, beating up somebody else's child, taking their money. Like, you know, come on, man.
Then when it's out of control, then you want to do something when you shouldn't have been whooping that butt. We should
be smiling and trying to assist each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what we should be doing. Not worrying about how you can get motherfucking Tim Tim money or whatever. You know, and you know, rob his shit, take his shit, because you ain't got one. I'm gonna take his because he got one, and I can get his shit, and I know I can get it from him.
But whatever happened to working hard? I mean, there's so many seasonal companies. Okay,
you
don't want
to work hard. You want to rob motherfuckers. You ain't gonna be doing it here. Take your now. You're gonna force your ass to go to the so-called oppositional communities. Take they shit. They got it too. But you want to come fucking with your own people shit. You know what I mean?
Right there. I never understood that mentality. I call it the white god complex.
I never respected that shit. Because that ain't how I got down when I was in the streets any motherfucking way. I never respected that. You know what I'm saying? I don't respect that shit, bro. At all.
Because my thing is, we all have opportunities, and you know, different parts of the world are a little different. But like, some people just don't want to do nothing. They feel the sun rises and sets in their ass.
Sure do. Yep,
no matter what they do, you got to deal with it. Like, yep. I'll punch you in your mouth.
Yep, everybody got to walk around and kiss your ass because the sun rose in it and it set in it. It rose up out of your ass and it set right back in that motherfucker. You my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. That's what motherfuckers walk around like for real. Like, motherfucker, nigga, please. If you don't get your weird, delusional, deluded motherfucking ass home somewhere, I'm talking about women and men. Y'all motherfuckers crazy, bruh. Like, the attitude. Like, do you really check yourself and look at... I be wondering, like, dog, do motherfuckers really check themselves and look at their attitude and the way they strut around this motherfucking earth? Your little morsel, little bitch ass. Who the fuck is you? I don't give a fuck. I'm such and such from something. Man, if you don't, get the fuck out of here, bro.
Because I've actually said it in many different settings. I'm like, yo, title means nothing. I wouldn't let my mother or father talk to me the way you're freaking talking to me right now. And you're lucky we're in a professional business, because if we was out there, I'd probably punch you in your fucking face.
Oh, that sounds like something personal you got going on. You sound like you was letting something out. Who you want to punch in the face? I know you can't say any name on the air, but...
But it's crazy. And then it's like, I feel our society now has this instant gratification type of thing going on, and a lot of people feel they should make money without having to work for shit. That is so annoying.
Always, I mean, you can. That's the funny part. Like, you can actually not do shit all day and make money, dog. Like, for real, you can. It's like so many different apps you can get paid off of. Like, you ain't even gotta work. I know a motherfucker who make probably, I'm gonna say without exaggerating, probably like close to anywhere from 80 to 100 bucks a day sitting on his ass. That ain't bad. I mean, shit. You could do a whole lot of shit, bro. Like, shit. Like, it's too much impossible. But you want to do other goofy shit while you outside and you don't still want to work for a living. I mean, it's different ways, man. It's so many ways. It's almost like society is giving you an alternative. Like, here, do this then.
I know for
like, a just don't go over there and do no dumb shit. Use this. You got a cell. Everybody got a cell phone. Motherfucker, go use the Wi-Fi of somebody else. Get on that app and make some motherfucking money then. Something. Do something, nigga. Damn.
I know right now.
And probably, it won't be no scam shit. It won't be no scam shit involved.
I know for a fact right now, a woman, if she wanted to sell her eggs, she can get up to $20,000 for like 2 sessions. Boom, when they take them. You get paid half now and half.
Dog, it's so many fucking hustles out here. Like, that's so easy. And you'll be so happy to do it every day. You can't wake up to do the shit again. Like you said, like, if you got a service to offer, man, you start rolling. But this motherfucker's out here to get impatient. Oh, ain't nobody falling in my lap. I ain't promoting myself, but I expect it to fall in my fucking lap. I ain't recruiting nobody. I expect all this help. You know what I'm saying? And it's supposed to happen overnight too, motherfucker. So therefore, I quit.
It's just like with these people that go live.
Fuck this shit, nigga. That shit don't work. No, you don't work, you fucking bot.
Just like these live apps, people expect for you to just gift them and shit.
Man, fuck that. Oh, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, when I was talking about in the beginning. If you got people like that, they want you to follow their movement so they can get what they need to get out of you, right?
Right.
They don't have any plans on giving back or paying it forward in any type of way whatsoever because they're trying to come up. But there's nothing that's going to be like evolutionized out of it. It's just for their gain and shit.
Right. And that's selfish because
those people got to go. The financially gained motherfuckers playing with movements and shit like that. They got to go.
Right.
They got to go. Bye, bitch.
Because my thing is, whoever gifts me on these apps, I always show them love back, even if it's in a message. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
But people are just, I don't even know. It's become to a point where I only like the people I like and fuck the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me for shit. Don't say hi. I'm here to do this and go.
Mm-hmm. You sounding real personal today, man. You know I can pick up on shit quick, right?
Yeah.
You great. Look, man, I ain't trying to make this out of no personal shit. I'm just throwing shit out here. You.
That's how I feel.
God damn, man. All right. I get it.
No, somebody just tried to throw me.
Fuck that. We ain't paying attention to them right now. We gonna get off of that. That's gonna happen. But anyway. Yeah, man, but you know, I just think that there's more things for us to do, you know, and with our time and putting stuff into place for each other and start taking each other more serious. And we have to shy away from, it's time out for the goofiness and not shy away. I mean, like, just totally just leave that shit alone. Leave these motherfuckers burnt. Burn that goddamn bridge so they can't get across and follow. Leave the motherfuckers on a deserted island and let them fend for themselves and play games with each other and see how well that works out for them. And if people really is about advancement, we can do stuff to make that happen together. If possible. And there's something that you can do totally from the ground up to make that possible. More people should start doing instead of talking, is what I'm saying. Get off your ass and let's get to work. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I appreciate it. Peace and blessings.